This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome aboard Kevin Carter right now. Covers college football for CBS Sports. hey, Kevin, Taz and the Moose with you, man. Thanks for a couple minutes this
morning. What's up, Kev?
Good morning.
Hey, it's a good thing you called because we were about to get into a big argument, bro.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so you're yeah, exactly
your
right.
The timing's perfect.
No question. You know, Kevin, we were talking about Jim Harbaugh earlier and, you know, some reports out there that the Browns and Packers might be interested in talking to him and jumping and going back to the National Football League. How committed, I'll ask you this way, how committed do you think Harbaugh is to staying at Michigan long term?
You know, that's a really, really, really good question. I think everyone is asking that. I think a lot of people are curious because there are a number of coaches in college football that are kind of entertaining that allure and that we're having speculations that might be going. Jim Harbaugh obviously is a natural fit to go back. I really don't know how much personal interest he has. I haven't heard any grumblings, but, you know, if there's unfinished business in college, I don't know how apt he's going to be to go. You know, it's one of those things. He got close. He got really close when he, in college football, but he really never won the big one. Had some great programs, but I don't know if having that unfinished business will, you know, hinder him from going back or staying.
But Kevin, and we were talking about this earlier. I mean, and speaking on Harbaugh again, like, just want to get your opinion. You know, like. Don't you think that it would be a situation where, because, you know, they go to Columbus, they go to the Horseshoe, they play the Buckeyes throttle them, knock them out of everything, out of the top four, knock them out of the Big Ten title, knock them out of everything. Don't you think now, especially Urban Meyer being gone, and Urban Meyer had the secret sauce to beating the Wolverines, right? And the thing is, now Harbaugh might be thinking, as an alum and as a proud Michigan guy, might be thinking, I can't go out like that where we got smoked by our arch nemesis.
Yeah, personally, I could not leave that situation if I were him, because I, you know, there has to be a reason you came to college in the first place, and there may be things that you want to do from a goal perspective. We don't know what's in Jim. We don't know what's in his head as far as what he's thinking. But if it were me, I would definitely not be going anywhere anytime soon, especially now that Irving's gone.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're talking to Kevin Carter, CBS Sports college football analyst. Kevin, the Heisman gets announced this weekend. Who do you think the best player in America was this year?
Oh, man. There were so many great performances. You know, as much as I don't like, I'm not a personal fan of the Buckeyes as a team, Dwayne Haskins played his tail off. I mean, he to me, you know, in the midst of a lot of controversy, frankly, and things that were swirling around, and you know, and the inconsistent play of their defense, I think that needs to be mentioned as well. You know, he's the one that really brought the rest of those all those weapons together. You know, in the run game, in the passing game, he's the one that facilitated all those throws, and how he was using past Campbell and J.K. Dobbins and all those guys. You know, within the offense, to me, you know, he had, talk about throttling Michigan. I mean, he, to me, he's had some superhuman, you know, performances. I mean, when they go out against Maryland and Anthony McFarland, you know, goes for 298 against them on their defense, Dwayne Haskins is the reason they won that game. The reason it was a barn burner is because of him. So got to give a shout out to him. Kyler Murray has taken Lincoln Riley's offense in Oklahoma to a whole new level, which is why they're in the college football playoff. I think you have to mention that. You know, Baker Mayfield did something similar. He was in New York, you know, after doing this in Lincoln Riley's offense. Of course, Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, you know, that's there aren't words for what he has done in Alabama football and how he has stretched and you know, changed the trajectory of what the Alabama program and what we think of Alabama football. So I think you've got at least three or, you know, if not four good finalists in college football this year.
So, Kev, let me ask you, man. You know, Oklahoma, Alabama. Love to get your insight thoughts on how the Sooners match up against Alabama.
The Sooners match up from an offensive perspective. You know, it's exciting because two of the people that I just mentioned, right? Two of the three right. people that I just mentioned. That's you're talking about the number one and number two offense in the country.
No doubt.
So I think everyone wants to see that, but I think everyone wants to know whose defense is going to show up. We know that Alabama's defense will show up, but Oklahoma, you know, they were a top 10 team that had 111th ranked defense. And that just doesn't add up. So in my thoughts, I'm thinking that Bama is just going to shred that defense. I don't even know. I mean, they don't need to throw a pass because it's just going to be an issue for their defense.
Well, Kevin, how about the other national semifinal when you look at Clemson and Notre Dame?
That, to me, is a really intriguing matchup. Clemson sometimes plays to its competition. You know, they don't always show as magnificent as they are. I think Clemson is wonderfully built. They've got so much strength up front and depth, especially defensively. I mean, if you look at their defensive line, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, you know, there's about seven or eight guys up front that they have that they roll in and out of the games. And, you know, having that type of structure of just strength to be able to combat and put so much pressure on an opposing team. I mean, you know, your front seven, obviously. But Trevor Lawrence, you know, Dabo knew he needed someone, a dynamic player, a ball that, you know, screamed off of his hand. As excited as I am to watch Tua Tagovailoa throw the football and how he accentuates their offense, I love to watch Trevor Lawrence throw the football. It's a thing of beauty. There are some people that, you know, they – when they hit the ball, they're naturals and the ball but just flies off of their bat. Or there's somebody that when they shoot the ball, you know, it's like they look effortlessly. You know, those are two of those people. But to me, Trevor Lawrence throws the prettiest ball, you know, in football. To me, they're the team to beat. You know, it's like a foregone conclusion. You talk about Notre Dame and you like that matchup, and Ian Book brings, you know, the Golden Domers to a whole new level. And, you know, it's all great and everything, but the matchup is really Clemson, Alabama.
Hey, so, Kevin, I got to tell you, it's funny hearing you, like, and I agree with you saying about Trevor Lawrence, where his release on a ball and how he throws the ball and how you marvel how great of a quarterback is, when the bulk of your career you spent destroying quarterbacks. So, to me, it's funny hearing you say that. It's like, I'm shocked to hear that. Like, it's impressive. he reaps some havoc on dudes, dude.
And, yeah, well, those guys can change the game, though. I mean, because,
yeah, you know, I know. Yeah.
You get within a step of Dan Marino, and look, when I've been within a step of Dan Marino, saw him look at me and then look down the field and the flick of his wrist and – you know,
it was gone. Right? The ball was gone,
yeah,
that
it was
quick.
Gone. Like,
wow,
I mean,
amazing.
And I knew if I leaded to hit this guy, I'm going to get 15 yards. Even 30, even 25 years ago.
Imagine today, wouldn't be allowed to touch him.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
hey, what about? Sorry, Muscat. You
no, no, go ahead.
I just was curious on under radar bowl game that you were most interested in watching.
You know what? That's the one thing that is. It's somewhat hard just because I think there's no such thing as too many bowls. I'll definitely say that. I think some of the matchups are kind of askew. That's one of the things that I think as we as college football fans, we kind of get into where we really want to see, you know, the best matchups. To me, you know, I guess it's not under the radar, but I'm looking forward to, you know, Florida, Michigan, obviously. I look forward to that matchup. Just seeing if maybe, you know, we can get a little revenge on the last time we played them, because last time we played them, you know, they smoked us. So that's definitely going to be an issue. I think who's playing? Lafayette's playing in the Cure Bowl.
Yeah. So,
That's going to be a good game. I think Lafayette's offense is wide open. You know, there's some good matchups. I'm not really a bold matchup connoisseur,
right?
But I watch every one of them.
Well, there you go. You're into it. You know, Kevin, close out here. You mentioned Florida. You think they've got the right coach in place in Mullen?
You know, I had a conversation with Dan Mullen over the summer, and I actually spent some time there. And he told me, he says, immediately we will look better. He says, this season will be better. He says, but it won't really be better. And he says, Kevin, you know, you'll know the difference. We're 3 years away from where we really need to be. And I got it. And, you know, they won, you know, 9 games, and they had a great year, and you know, they're back in a New Year's Six, and everybody's happy, and they're like, wow, you know, number 10 in the country, you know, didn't think we'd, you know, and he's exactly right, because the way they put it together this year was ugly at times.
Yeah.
It was ugly, but he knew that there were immediate areas on the team that he could turn around. You know, the defense being one of them, Todd Grantham, the defensive coordinator, mobilized the talent they had, you know, and before, you know, the defense coordinator who was there before did a good job. Randy Shannon did a good job, you know, with that defense. Defense hasn't been the problem. They've had a top, you know, whatever defense, even though their offense has just been horrible. But getting them back on track immediately, empowering them, that was key. You know, he also knew the running game has to empower the talent, you know, talented backs in the backfield. You know, offensive line's kind of been a joke, kind of been banged up here and there. You know, he brings in his offensive line guy. You know, John Hevesy, you know, is got them going. He's mobilized them. The only area that, you know, that's the hardest position to bring around is the hardest position on the field, and that's the quarterback. That's an area that is going to have to take some time as far as the development of whoever he's going to have back there. But you can't really knock his progress with a quarterback, especially in modern college football and the spread and using all the weapons. When you look at his track record with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow and Dak Prescott and Fitzgerald, and you know, and what he was able to do with Felipe Franks this year, to me, was really impressive. You know, there was 23 touchdowns and
yeah.
You know, 6 interceptions. I mean, you know, Felipe Franks never looked so good.
No, he didn't, and it'll be interesting if he can get that program back where it used to be. Hey, Kevin, we certainly appreciate the time this morning, all right? Happy holidays and continued success.
Happy holidays, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.